Welcome to Your Money Matters, the personal finance report from the Wall Street Journal for Tuesday evening. I'm Bill Fantini. This time, when a will is not enough, and fitness trackers keep pet owners in the loop. Those stories as we continue.
By 2025, it's estimated that half the world's population will lack access to safe drinking water. A sorry state of affairs as two-thirds of our planet is covered by water. We are helping develop solutions for salt water to satisfy the thirst of future generations. BASF, the chemical company.
You've drawn up a will and named financial account beneficiaries, but to minimize squabbles after you're gone and give you some say in who gets your personal stuff, consider writing a letter of instruction, laying out specific details in addition to the traditional estate planning documents.
This document then is customary in a will in terms of setting out who should inherit your possessions, like your books or personal papers, clothing, other things in the house like vases and lamps that you might not have itemized in your will.
Lindsay Gelman wrote in the Sunday Journal that this is an informal document and is not legally binding.
Your will is legally binding, of course, but this letter of instruction is not. And so because of that, you don't need a lawyer to draw it up. You can find templates online.
Most people avoid putting these smaller items in their will and just focus on their most important possessions.
You could include these things, but it's sort of more convenient and easier to update if it's in a separate document and you don't have to go through sort of legal processes to update it.
As we continue, following Fido's fitness.
Wix.com lets you easily create a beautiful professional website for free. With hundreds of stunning templates, cool features, and popular apps, you can get your business online today. Start now at Wix.com. That's W-I-X.com.
The wearable device movement debuted with fitness trackers for humans, but now entrepreneurs are marketing GPS trackers to pet owners. Whistle and Tag are the top makers in the pet wearable market today, but they are both still limited by a lack of users.
I think it's still a work in progress, and so the more people that sign up and the more data they have, the more accurate and the more helpful this data is.
Meanwhile, says the Wall Street Journal's Georgia Wells, even though these wearables are for animals, it's hard to keep human nature out of the equation.
All of the ways you've seen people get competitive about Fitbits or Jawbones or their own exercise, meeting their goals or New Year's resolutions, people are doing that with their dogs as well.
That's it for this time. Remember to check out the latest personal finance news and tips at WSJ.com. I'm Bill Fantini at the Wall Street Journal.